天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来学习十诫中的第九诫，那就是做假见证陷害人。一听到这句话，或许我们每个人心里都会稍稍的顿一下，因为没有一个人敢说自己从来没有撒过谎，甚至有人会说，我的谎言都是善意的，而且圣经上不也有很多人撒谎吗？可是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，撒谎的本质究竟是什么呢？我们应当如何去做呢？这条看似最难守的诫命，我们又应当如何去遵行呢？好，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you very much for tuning into this broadcast.
非常感谢你收听我们今天的节目。
We are getting toward the end of this series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
我们已经来到了十诫系列信息的尾声。
And I want to begin by saying that the sin of lying has been trivialized these days.
节目一开始我就想告诉你，当今人们对撒谎的罪已经习以为常了。
People lie and call each other names and they think it's okay.
人们撒谎并互相辱骂，认为这没什么。
Others lie to the government and think it's okay.
还有人欺骗政府，认为这无伤大雅。
Most people would say, I wasn't really lying.
大多数人会说，我并不是真正要撒谎。
We call it exaggeration.
我们称之为夸张。
Or we call it other things.
或者叫它做别的东西。
Today, I want to tell you that healing can come when we confess our propensity for lying.
今天我想告诉你，只有当我们承认自己有撒谎的倾向的时候，医治才会临到。
Healing can come when we realize that without the power of God, we all try to justify lying.
若不靠神的大能，我们总是试图去圆谎。只有在我们意识到这一点，医治才会临到。
Why do we lie?
那么，我们为什么要撒谎呢？
It has been said that children lie out of fear and adults lie in order to impress people.
有人说，孩子们撒谎是出于害怕，而大人们撒谎是为了打动别人。
Many times we lie as a result of gossip.
很多时候因我们好说闲话就会导致撒谎。
You see, gossip contains a fair amount of misinformation which is presented as fact.
你瞧，闲话中包含了相当多错误的信息，却被当作事实来传递。
And we listen to such gossip and decide to pass it along to other people.
我们听到这样的闲话，又决定将它传给其他人。
And the next person believes it.
下一个人又相信了。
And it appears as factual when in reality it is half truth.
它似乎是事实，但实际上它是半真半假的。
That is lying.
这就是撒谎。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something that is very, very important.
亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你非常非常重要的一点。
Believers must understand why they are called the people of the truth.
信徒们必须明白他们为什么被称为信从真理的人。
Imagine if I habitually lie to my neighbor.
请想象一下，如果我习惯性地向我的邻居撒谎。
And then I start sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with him.
而后我又开始跟他分享耶稣基督的福音。
Will he believe me?
他会相信我吗？
When I tell him that Jesus Christ offers forgiveness and eternal life, will he believe me?
当我告诉他耶稣基督赐下宽恕和永生，他会相信我吗？
No.
不会。
Why not?
为什么不会呢？
Because I already have damaged the trust.
因为我已经破坏了信任感。
Listen to what the Bible said about lying.
请听圣经中是如何看待撒谎的。
It is in John chapter 1 verse 14.
那在约翰福音一章十四节讲到。
That Jesus Christ came from God the Father who is full of grace and truth.
耶稣基督从父神那里降临人间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And Jesus Christ himself in John 14:6 says,
耶稣基督他自己也在约翰福音十四章六节中说道，
I am the truth.
我就是真理。
That's who he is.
那就是他。
And if God is true to us, then we must be not only true to him, but we must be true to one another.
如果神对我们是真实的，那我们就不仅必须对神真实，也要对他人真实。
If you are just joining us, we are nearing the end of the study of the Ten Commandments.
如果你刚刚加入我们当中，我们现在已接近十诫学习的尾声。
Listen to what the ninth commandment said.
请听第九条诫命是怎样说的。
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
不可作假见证陷害人。
The very core and heart of the ninth commandment is to condemn the intention of deceiving.
第九条诫命的核心是谴责欺骗的企图。
The insidious thing about the sin of lying is that it deceives.
撒谎的罪里最阴险的部分就是它带有欺骗性。
It misleads.
它会误导人。
And it creates an environment of distrust.
它会造成一种不信任的环境。
And that is the very core and heart of the ninth commandment.
这就是第九条诫命的核心。
Intentionally deceiving people.
故意欺骗人。
Now I've heard other people's definition of lying.
现在我也听到过一些人关于撒谎的定义。
They say, as long as you are not hurting anybody, it's okay to lie.
他们说只要你没有伤害任何人，撒谎也没什么关系。
But that's not biblical.
但圣经上不是这么说的。
The very core of the ninth commandment is this.
第九条诫命的核心是
Am I intentionally deceiving somebody else?
我是不是存心欺骗别人？
Whether anybody knows it or not.
无论别人知道还是不知道。
Other people through the years have asked me the question.
这些年来有人问我,
What about those people in the Bible who have lied?
圣经中那些撒过谎的人又当如何呢?
What about the Hebrew midwives who lied to Pharaoh in order to save their baby?
希伯来的收生婆为了救那些婴儿对法老王撒谎又当如何呢?
What about Rahab who lied to the Canaanites in order to save Joshua's spies?
拉合为了要救约书亚派出的探子，而向迦南人撒谎又当如何呢？
What about Gideon?
那么基甸呢？
What about Jacob?
雅各又当如何呢？
We have these examples in the Bible.
在圣经中存在这些例子。
Yet the ninth commandment is very clear.
然而第九条诫命是非常清晰的。
It condemns lying no matter what the cause may be.
它谴责谎言，不管原因是什么。
Just because someone in the Bible sinned, that does not mean that we should sin also.
圣经里记载的人犯了罪，并不意味我们也可以犯罪。
And in reality, these people should have trusted God to take care of things instead of trying to do it themselves.
事实上，那些人应该相信神会解决一切的事情，而不是试图靠他们自己。
As we go through the scripture,
在我们翻阅这段经文的时候，
we see that people should trust in the Lord and know that He will do the right thing.
我们明白，人们应该相信神。 并知道他会解决问题的。
That they don't have to help God out.
而他们不必去帮助神。
But the problem is that some people look at these examples in the Bible and say, here it is, someone in the Bible lied.
但问题是，人们看到圣经中的这些例子后，他们会说，你瞧，圣经中的人也撒谎了。
And therefore, I can use falsehood to save my skin too.
因此，我也可以用谎言来解救自己。
That will not work with God.
这在神那里是行不通的。
In fact, the Bible is an honest book.
事实上，圣经是一部诚实的书。
The Bible is a truthful book.
圣经是一部讲真理的书。
It tells us about these people who have lied in history.
它告诉我们，历史上的这些人曾撒过谎。
Not to justify their lying.
圣经没有为他们的谎言而辩护。
But in order to show us the grace of God.
但却要向我们显明神的恩典。
The Bible tells us that the very first lie that was ever uttered on the face of the earth.
圣经告诉我们在地球上发出的第一个谎言。
Was in the Garden of Eden when the serpent lied to Eve.
就是伊甸园中蛇对夏娃所撒的谎。
And from that time on, those who are on the side of the devil lie habitually.
从那时起，属魔鬼的人就开始习惯性的撒谎。
The Bible tells us that Satan is the father of lies.
圣经告诉我们，撒旦是谎言之父。
And anyone who habitually lies identifies with Satan.
习惯性撒谎的人就表明他是属撒旦的。
I want to tell you something that will help you overcome the sin of lying.
我愿意教给你一些方法来帮助你胜过撒谎的罪。
It will help you overcome the propensity to exaggeration.
它能帮助你克服夸张的倾向。
Because Satan is the father of lies.
因为撒旦是谎言之父。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the father of the truth.
而主耶稣基督是真理之父。
When you lie, you must ask yourself the question.
所以当你撒谎时，你一定要问自己。
Am I identifying myself with Jesus Christ, who is the full truth?
我是在表明自己属于耶稣基督，那位完全真实的呢？
Or am I identifying with the enemy of my soul, who is the father of lies?
还是在表明我属于自己灵魂的敌人，那位谎言之父呢？
Ask yourself the question.
一定要问你自己。
Am I more concerned about pleasing the Lord of life?
我是更重视讨生命之主的喜悦呢？
Or am I willing to lie in order to please people and gain their approval?
还是愿意撒谎来取悦于人，得到他们的赞许呢？
Ask yourself the question.
一定要问你自己。
Am I more concerned for the Lord to get the glory?
我是更重视让主得荣耀呢？
Or am I willing to let Satan have the upper hand in my life?
或者还是愿意让撒旦在我的生命中占上风？
And come into my life and set a stronghold in my life.
让撒旦进入到我的生命里，并占领要塞呢？
Ask yourself the question.
一定要问你自己。
Do I care about grieving the Holy Spirit in my life?
我更在意是否让我生命中的圣灵忧伤。
Or am I more committed to making good impression on people?
还是更专注于在人们中间留下好印象呢？
Ask yourself the question.
一定要问你自己。
Am I more concerned with the reputation of the one who died for me on the cross of Calvary?
我是更关切为我死在独楼地十字架上的那一位的名誉呢？
Or am I more concerned about my own reputation?
还是更关心自己的名声呢？
These questions will help you every time.
这些问题每次都会帮助你。
Thinking like this will give you victory like you have never experienced before.
这样的思考会给你带来从未经历过的胜利。
Honesty in all of our relationships is like sunshine to the plant.
诚实对于我们的人际关系而言，就像阳光对植物一样重要。
Relationships thrive in honesty.
人际关系因为诚实而健康生长。
But they wither when there is no sunshine of honesty.
也会因为没有诚实的阳光而凋谢。
Sometimes it's difficult to speak the complete truth.
有时候完完全全讲实话是很难的。
Other times the complete truth is also hard to receive.
另一些时候完全的事实也会是很难以接受的。
Sometimes even when truth is spoken in love, it still hurts.
有时候即使凭着爱心讲实话也会伤到人。
The truth is like the surgery.
说实话就像是外科手术。
When the body is cured of what needed to be confronted,
当身体因为经历了那些必须面对的而被医治的时候，
When the body is healed from what needed to be gotten rid of,
当身体因为除掉了那些应被切除的而得痊愈的时候，
It makes it all worthwhile.
一切都值得了。
Why is speaking the truth so important?
为什么讲实话如此重要呢？
Look at Proverbs chapter 12 verse 22.
请看箴言第十二章二十二节。
The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful.
说谎言的嘴为耶和华所憎恶，行事诚实的为他所喜悦。
My listening friend, listen very carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在即将结束的时候，请留心听。
I doubt that there is anybody who has been the recipient of lying who liked it.
我不认为会有人喜欢听谎言。
When someone lies about your reputation,
当有人撒谎损害了你的名誉时。
When somebody lies about your character,
当有人撒谎污蔑了你的人格时。
When somebody says untrue things about you,
当有人说了一些关于你的不真实的事情时。
These things can cause you a great deal of pain.
这些事会给你带来极大的痛苦。
The pain, the grief, and the frustration that come as a result of lying are like arrows to the heart.
因为谎言而带来的痛苦、悲伤和挫败感，就像利剑穿过你的心脏。
When you are the recipient of others lying,
当你听到别人在讲谎言的时候，
you will have the greater commitment in your life for speaking the truth.
你有更大的责任要讲实话。
But I must tell you what the scripture says about speaking the truth in love.
我要告诉你经文中关于凭爱心说诚实话是如何论述的。
The Bible says that it is an impossibility.
圣经提到它的不可能性。
It is an impossibility for anyone without Jesus Christ.
对于不接受耶稣基督的人是不可能做到的。
It is an impossibility for anyone who does not allow the Holy Spirit to empower him daily.
对于不让圣灵每天赐给他能力的人是不可能做到的。
You cannot do it on your own.
你靠自己是做不到的。
And that's why every one of the Ten Commandments is an impossibility without the grace of Jesus Christ.
因此，没有耶稣基督的恩典，要持守十诫的任何一条都是不可能的。
Therefore, those who love the Lord,
那些爱主的人们,
those who love one another must always speak the truth in love.
那些彼此相爱的人们必须凭爱心说诚实话。
And only as you and I are daily filled with the Holy Spirit,
只有当你我天天都被圣灵所充满,
as we come in total surrender and emptying of ourselves,
只有当我们完全的降服并倒空自己
，in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit，
为的是让圣灵来充满。
Only then can we do what is humanly impossible。
唯有这样，我们才能做人所不能做的。
We can speak the truth in love。
我们才能够凭爱心说诚实话。
If there's somebody listening today who is living in deception。
如果在今天收听我们节目的朋友中间，还有生活在谎言之中的
，Today you can say to the Lord, "Give me the courage to confess my sin."
那么你今天就可以对主说， 请给我勇气来承认自己的罪。
And cease from living in deception.
不再活在欺骗之中。
Cover me with your mercy from now on so I can always tell the truth.
从现在起用你的怜悯遮蔽我，让我永远讲实话。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
是的，撒谎最阴险的部分就是带有欺骗性。可是我们也会想说，但有时候说实话真的是会伤害到别人，我们还是用善意的谎言比较好了。然而耶稣却教导我们要用爱心来说诚实话。亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们一起努力，求神赐予满满的智慧与恩典，来帮助我们如何真正的做一个诚实的人。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。